Chapter 15. Port Sanctus, Inner System.
All hands! All hands! Prepare for fleet address! All hands! Attention for the Lord High Admiral!
Schaffenbeck's voice boomed out over every internal comms system across the Colossus, and the order was being repeated across the dozens of ships heading in-system towards the Orc attack moon. The greater part of the Greenskin's strength still lay ahead, as scores of vessels rushed out from the star base's vicinity to confront the Imperial attack. The sensor team aboard the Colossus had calculated the enemy's strength at roughly 48 capital-sized ships and over 100 smaller vessels.
"Where did so many ships come from?"
Kulik asked Price as the two of them sat in the communications cabin, waiting for Lansung's speech. Neither of them were excited by the prospect of the Lord High Admiral's bombastic self-aggrandizement, and so they had cloistered themselves away from the main bridge for the moment.
"I mean, not just here, but all across the segmentum. If every attack moon has a fleet this size, that's decades, centuries of building."
"Yes, but not all of it by the Orcs."
Price spread out picked captures from the fleet of the Orc vessels they had destroyed. Many were ghastly constructions, seemingly thrown together as much as they were designed. They sprouted improbably large and armored gun turrets, packed weapons decks, oversized engines, and outlandish decoration. Quite a few, however, were recognizable as having once been other types of vessels. Kulik saw many Imperial ships, from destroyers up to heavy cruisers, that had been somehow taken by the Orcs and retrofitted in their own fashion. Even just amongst those already encountered, there were enough captured Navy vessels to form a sizable flotilla. There were also dozens of merchant ships that had been upgunned and up-armored with a simple addition of weapons, turrets, and shield generators.
"That explains it in part, but they've got more of our ships than the Battlefleet Solar. How have they not been noticed missing?"
"It seems the Orcs have been stockpiling for some time."
"Stockpiling? You mean that the Orcs have been deliberately building their forces somewhere, waiting for this moment to attack?"
"I don't know about waiting for this moment, but the massed fleets, the attack moons, all have arrived almost simultaneously,"
Price said with a heavy sigh.
"It's impossible to put this down to coincidence. There is a far grander purpose behind these attacks, I'm sure of it. As to where and how the Orcs managed to build these things, that's a mystery for another day. There are huge tracts of space that have never been surveyed, even with our current naval strength. It only takes a few systems to slip past us to hide a fleet this size."
"But Orcs doing this?"
Kulik simply could not get his head around the idea.
"Orcs laying low and strategizing in this manner is unheard of. It is, to put it a certain way, totally alien to them. I know we hardly know anything about them, really. There's been few encounters over the last centuries, but they've always been aggressive, invasive."
"Something has changed, that's for sure,"
said Price. He gathered up the vid captures into a pile and stacked them neatly to one side.
"These damned Orcs not only have a plan, they have a larger objective, something we're not seeing."
"Other than a steady encroachment, there's been no pattern to their attacks,"
said Kulik.
"They don't seem to be heading anywhere in particular. Some have been strategically important systems. Some are backwaters that nobody had heard of until they were invaded. If they've been hoarding ships all of this time, centuries probably, surely it would be for something more specific than just a huge, jolly war.
I don't just mean the Orcs overall. I mean the Orcs here, in Port Sanctus. This fleet is large in comparison to some of the scattered reports we received. There must be something about the dockyards that they really want, pulling in a whole damned armada to get it. Why did Ikaria have to choose this system of all the ones the Orcs have attacked to prove himself?
It's self-sustaining, isn't it? The Orcs must have known about the shipyards, and if they can take them, they know they can build even more ships."
Kulik glanced at the chronometer. Lansung's speech would be received shortly.
"If that's true, then perhaps it is best that we're here. There's no telling how much stronger they'll get if they keep taking facilities and systems at this rate. Every conquest seems to be fueling more. But to what end?"
"I think you're giving them too much credit, sir," said Kulik, standing up. "I doubt they even know why they're doing half of this. Maybe there is a smart Orc out there, something more intelligent than we've met before, but it certainly isn't in control. It's a figurehead, something like that.
There's not an orc in the universe that could prepare and coordinate an invasion like this.
I hope you're wrong, said Price, following Kulik as the captain made his way back to the bridge in anticipation of the Lord High Admiral's address.
How so, sir? Do you really think it would bode well for the Imperium if there were such a creature?
It would be worse for us if there isn't. If the beast really is behind this calamity, someone can find it and kill it and bring this invasion to an end. If not, I have no idea what we can do to stop them.
With this sobering thought in mind, Kulik stepped back onto the bridge, just in time for Saul's announcement.
Incoming live feed transmission. Fleet-wide address from the Autocephalax Eternal, flagship of Lord High Admiral Lansung.
Open channels for reception, broadcast to all stations, Kulik said, as he took his place at his usual spot at the center of the bridge.
All hands, prepare for fleet address, all hands, attention for the Lord High Admiral.
On the big screen, Langsung's face appeared as round and massive as an orc attack moon. Fortunately for most of the crew, they would be receiving audio only and did not have to watch a sweat bead almost as big as Kulik's fist sliding down the cheek of the Lord High Admiral and into the fold between two of his chins.
We are about to embark on a mission that is vital to the continued future of the Imperium, announced Lansung. What happens over the next few hours could well determine the course of mankind's dominance among the stars for the next 100 generations. I know you do not wish to spend these next few minutes listening to me babble on about glory, honor, and respect. You have all been raised in the finest traditions of the Navy, and I have only a short message, which I am sure you will all understand and take to heart.
Lansung drew in a deep breath, and Kulik thought he saw uncertainty in the plate-sized eyes staring down at them. The Lord High Admiral closed his eyes, perhaps in contemplation, or perhaps in resignation, it was impossible to tell. He spoke without opening them.
The Emperor expects every man to do his duty.
As the last word echoed around the bridge, the transmission ended. Kulik wondered what could possibly lead a man like Lansung, a man who had demonstrated on every previous occasion a need to hear his own voice at tremendous length, to deliver such a short oration.
He's scared,
whispered Price, as if guessing Kulik's thoughts. He really isn't sure if we're going to win today.
I'll settle for surviving, said the captain. That'll do me just fine.
I don't think that's an option, Raffle, said the admiral. If we don't destroy those orcs, none of us is getting out of Port Sanctus alive.
Comforting, thought Kulik, just the sort of encouragement I've been hoping for. The captain scratched his chin for a few seconds.
Aye, aye, sir, he growled,